So my wife put my name in the bag out there. She's from Kent County, which is very rural. She comes from a family of farmers. We're talking grandfather moved the family farm from Montgomery County back in the day, back when it was farmland. 500 dairy cows, like the real deal. Her dad, two uncles, farmers. Her dad's actually a bovine veterinarian, and as a hobby, he and his wife just have a small dairy farm, you know, just 80 cows, no big deal. And me, I'm not from a farm. I did grow up in Carroll County, but not from a farm. The only thing I knew was in the spring you put the windows down when they're spreading manure. But she would take me out to the farm, and her dad intimidated me. These were real salt of the earth people, hard work, not a lot of words. You have to earn respect. So he would say, "Hey, come on, let's go out. I got some jobs to do." I'm like, "Okay, let's go do that." You know, I remember one time I showed up. I'm wearing, you know, shorts and flip flops, probably a polo shirt. He said, "We gotta move some calves." I'm like, "Okay, yeah." Looked at them. These things are like big dogs, very big, tall hooves. So we got to move from that pen to that pen over there. I said, "All right." Waiting for instructions. He goes, "No, move the calf." "All right, okay." So I get in there. "Well, I can do this. I pick up dogs. I've moved them before." Get in there. Thing looks at me and just starts sprinting around the pen. And the thing is bucking and going crazy. And I'm looking at him and I'm like, I can't ask for help. I can't get out of this pen. I have to move this calf. What do I do? So I put in a headlock, get up there. And the thing, these things are so strong, you know, and I think it was like 6 weeks old. It's bigger than my golden retriever. The thing's bucking. I'm wearing flip-flops, stomping on my feet. And I'm just thinking, I cannot let go of this calf. Get out of the pen. Now I really can't let go of this calf, because if I do, the thing's gone. So it's just bucking. I finally get it over there, literally all my strength. Close the gate. He looks at me and goes, "You just walk him backwards." Gets in there, turns the thing around. The thing just, you know, a little slow moonwalk. Gets over there. I was like, "Oh, idiot, jeez." Another time we went out there, when the grown cows come in, they all get in a line and they come in from the fields. They're ready for milking, and they go under this big, heavy steel beam that has a curtain that hangs down that puts ointment on their backs to keep the flies off. He goes, "Oh, I need to adjust this. I need your help." I'm like, "Great, that I can do. No animals." He undoes the bar, says, "Hold this." I'm like, "Okay. This is an 8-inch steel beam." All right. His cell phone rang. He answers the call, turns around with his back to me, and just starts talking to this guy. "Hey, Jim." "Oh, yeah." "Uh-huh." Sitting there, okay. Minute goes by, a couple minutes. He starts walking out to the pasture. All right, Jim. Talk to you later." A few minutes later, comes back. "All right, I got to do the job now." So he's fixing the other side of this beam, and again, I'm standing there. What do you do? I can't ask for help. I can't put it down. This is my then-girlfriend's father. Hard work. Got to earn the respect. Finally finishes the job. Comes over, takes the beam from me, and says, "All right, let's go eat." So we eat. And what we eat there all the time are actually hamburgers, which is kind of funny. I guess it worked. So I, you know, eventually got to the point. I asked him, "So, you know, I'd like to ask your daughter to marry you, or marry me, actually." Sorry. As I said, she put my name in, and he said, "Well, I'm not going to stop you." So it worked out. You know, 10 years later, even when she drops your name in a bag that you weren't expecting, but that's my story. Thanks.